But Baser Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis, Lo Esabor, Velo Esadus. Person sells a house, he is not including a bor underneath the ground because that has its own tashmish, its own use of water, and it's not included in the sale. Velo Esadus. A dus is pretty much a bor that's on top of the ground. It's a cistern made out of stone, the Rav says. Athol Pisha Kosovlo Umko Veruma. Even if he says, I'm selling you the house, Umko Veruma, to the depths and the height. Nevertheless, that's not really part of the house, and we don't think that he includes that as well. Vitzorech likoch lo derech, div Rebbe Kiva. But Rebbe Kiva says that even though it's not included, the bor and the dus, nevertheless, the seller has to purchase it back, access to the bor and the dus, he has to purchase it back from the buyer. We assume, Rebbe Kiva says, that a seller always sells ba'ayin yafa, with a good eye, which means he sells generously. And therefore we assume he sells even access to his own bor and dus, so he's got to purchase it back. V'chamayimim eino tzorech likoch lo derech. V'cham say that he does not have to purchase it back because a mocher is a mocher ba'ayin ra. When people sell, they do not sell generously. They sell with stinginess, and we don't assume that they sold the derech as well. And Rikiva agrees that if he would say, I'm selling you the whole house except for the bor and the dus, which he did not have to say, but now that he specifies it, he's coming to include that he's also not selling you the access to that bor and the dus. And therefore, the seller does not have to purchase rights to it. Mechoron la'acher, same type of thing. If a person would now sell the bor and the dus to somebody else, and he leaves the house for himself, in other words, a guy that owns the house and a bor and a dus, and he just sells the bor and the dus by itself, you have the same machlokas. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Einu tzorch likoch lo derech. Rebbe Kiva says, this guy that purchased it, we're going on the guy that purchased it now, he does not have to purchase any additional access to the bor and the dus that he just purchased because the mocher sold it by ayin yafa. He sold it generously. We could assume that he sold that to you as well. V'cham ayimim tzorch likoch lo derech. V'cham say, no, he only sold you exactly the bor and the dus. A mocher is stingy, generally, when he sells, and you have to purchase that from him as well. And the Rav says here, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva here.